We are learning Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Kufid Ches Amad Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on Daf Kufid Zayin Amad Beis by the Siman. The Siman here is for the Kashas that Rav Papa will ask Abaya. There'll be six Kashas, and the Siman is L'Rav, Slavchot, V'Yosef, Ichpil, Menashe, Yechoshev. And in between those Kashas, we'll have other memories, other like discussions in the Gemara. So I'm Rav Papa L'Abaya. We had before on Daf Kufri Zayin, the machlokes between Rav Yonasan and Rav Yeshua, if Eretz Yisrael was nischalik leyotze Mitzrayim or is nischalik lebay aretz. We hold this nischalik leyotze Mitzrayim, it means if Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim and then they subsequently had a lot of kids in the midbar and one of them had 10 kids going to Eretz Yisrael, the other one's one, they only get two chalakim. So then they get 11 chalakim between the both of them, and it goes back to the father. They split it in half, five and a half each. So Gemara says, if I hold liyotze Mitzrayim mischalik aretz, so I understand pshat in this pasuk that it says l'rav tarba nachlosa v'lamat tamat nachlosa, which you could tie it to means like this: l'rav, someone who was a big shevet and left Mitzrayim, they got a bigger nachla than they actually deserved. Because they went into the Oretz, they were smaller, but they landed up with more. So it's tarba nachlasa, they had more of a nachla. V'lema'at, and someone who was smaller when they left Mitzrayim, tamet nachlasa, it was smaller when they got into Eretz Yisrael, even though they were a bigger shevet when they got into Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense that pasuk l'rav tarba nachlosai v'lema tamat nachlosai l'ma dem l'bay aretz my l'rav tarba nachlosai, they get exactly what they deserve. If what their size, if they were big they got the big size, if they were small they got the small size. It doesn't pass to say l'rav tarba nachlosai, or maybe the, so Rashbam of Varns, maybe that's a pshat l'rav. If it was a big shevet they got a lot, if it was small, so they don't have to speak that out. Once you speak out l'elat chalak aretz, that I'm splitting it to these people going to Eretz Yisrael, I understand that if they're bigger, they get more. If they're smaller, it's pashut the arithmetic. That if they're bigger, they get bigger. If smaller, they get smaller. Why say l'rav tarba nachlosa? It must be the taich that if the rav be atzias Mitzrayim, so then, like it says in the pasuk, shmois matas avayisam, then they will get tarba nachlosa more than they actually are when they get into Eretz Yisrael. It makes sense to taich that pasuk. But if you learn all the way, it's a shver taich in the pasuk. What do the pasuk tell us? And the Gemara Taka ends off with this kasha. It's Taka. We don't have a tshuva. The taich of psukim lefidam andi amaols leboya oretz neschalka oretz. So talk to Gemara the next kasha of Rav Papa. Only Rav Papa la'abay. Bishlom leman de amar liyotze Mitzrayim, that liyotze Mitzrayim would neschalka oretz liyotze Mitzrayim. We understand Slav came with a taina. They came with a taina that our father left Mitzrayim. What happened to that chalik? Where did it go? Why shouldn't we get it? But if you learn Lebaya Aretz, Neschalk Aretz, what was the Benoist Slavcha taina? They have no. Slavcha is not going into their child. He's not alive anymore. Elfi Mandiyam Lebaya Aretz, that Neschalk Aretz, Lebaya Aretz. Amai Tzavchon, what was their taina? Less of Lishkol, he's not here. So even if they're a Yerush, they were taina, they're a Yerush, they're mocking the Ben. But they're mocking a son. But their father's not being Yerush, they're not going there to Yisrael. So what kind of taina they have? What was the taina in the first place? The Gemara answers, their taina was, taka what happened? Ella l'chazara, lita v'nichse chefer, their grandfather. The whole taina was that chefer is from the chefer is going to be Yerush from Chayfer's Eniklach are going into Eretz Yisrael. The way it works is it goes back into the older generation. It goes back to Chayfer. Now, Chayfer, when he gives it back to his descendants, Tzlofcha is one of Chayfer's sons. So their taina was, we want to get a chelik in the Nichse Chayfer. That was their taina. Eniklach, taina wasn't that they should get the chelik of Tzlofcha himself, because Tzlofcha himself is not from the Bayaritz. But he's asking, let it go back to the father, to the grandfather, and the grandfather's children are mechalik their father is chelik, and therefore I should get a chelik in nichse chefer. Their taina was that you get that piece shnayim of nichse chefer. We'll see in the Gemara base taka didn't have a taina on tzlofka's chelik or on the chelik of chefer, which was a piece shnayim. That was the whole taina. Now up the third kasha, Rav Papa. Bishlo mandu amar liyotze Mitzrayim hanu kotzofchan beYosef bnei Yosef. There was a story in Yehoshua that it says in Perek Yud Zayin, that it says that Yeshua, that Bnei Yosef, Eidav Bnei Yosef, as Yeshua Leimar, Madu Nasateli Nachlo Goyrul Echod Vechevel Echod Vani Amrav Arashad Koy Barcheni Hashem. That the Bnei Yosef approached Yeshua and says, look, you gave us this portion of the shul. It's much too small for our huge nation. We are very big, Ashevet. We don't have enough room. That was their taina. So they came with a taina. So the shaila is, what was their taina? If you hold Liyotze Mitzrayim, so then they have a taina because they said that we were Nisraba Ma'oid between Tzias Mitzrayim and Bias Aretz. We got very big between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Bias Aretz, and you only gave us kafi our size in Yitzias Mitzrayim. But if you hold that Labaya Aretz Lechagaretz, so what's their taina? They got probably as much as they need for how many people they are, because we went with their population of B'shas Baya Aretz. What's their taina? This is now B'shas Baya Aretz. They say, oh, we have too many people. You got what you needed. If you hold Yitzias Mitzrayim, we understand that they multiply much more between Yitzias Mitzrayim and now, so that's why they said they got too small. But if not, why is it too small? Let's read it inside. Therefore, they had a time and they had a problem. The post says that they complained to Yeshua, I don't have a bin of chelik. So it makes sense because they got the chelik kafi yoytz mitzrayim, which is much smaller than the size when they got into the aretz. Whatever they needed. And for the Gemara, Mishum Tfeilim, they have an official rule. It says, punk that way worked out that the Bnei Yosef had a lot of children who were less than 20 years old, and some of them were even Yisoyimim, like it says in the Rashbam, Mishum Tfeilim, Yisoyimim, Shloyo Yehoyu Bnei Esrim, Milchisosim Oretz, Vegam Loy Horlem Av, Hanichnas Tarche, and Chilem Chalkak Shiamos, Vegam Loy Horlem Shum Moirish. A lot of them were left without any way to get, even though they were Bnei Oretz, they were less than 20. And there were a lot of these teenagers, and they did not get a chelek, and therefore they were too big, even though you went Labaya Aretz. So this is the third taina of Rapapa. Now we'll take a break, and since we mentioned there was a taina of Nei Slavcha and a taina of Nei Yosef, we're going to take a break with Akasha. Omar Abaye. Abaye is like this. Shema Mino, you see, from both these tainas, the taina of the Bnei Yosef and the taina of Nei Slavcha, you see that everyone else had what they needed in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone else had Eretz Yisrael. There was not one person from the Bayaritz who didn't get what he needed. Because either he got it through himself, or his father, or his grandfather. Everyone got it. Because these Saka Daitoch, Havachad Loshokal, if you think there was someone who didn't get his rightful chelik, he would have been screaming about it. You would have found him in the Torah complaining. He should have tied it. Where's my chelik? And you don't find that. You only find that the Bnei Slavchad or the Bnei Yosef, they had tainus. But you don't find anyone else had tainus. The Chit Taimer, you tell me, no, really, there were other people who had problems with their chelik. They didn't get enough, didn't get the chelik. Why we picked these two? Because the Torah only says things that it was taka resolved. The Chit Taimer, the Tzavach, Mahani, Kasei, Kra, those who asked and taka, it worked out, the Pasuk says it. The Tzavach, Mahani, Kasei, Kra, but those who asked for more chelik and they didn't get it. The Pasuk didn't say it, but it's not true, because Bnei Yosef didn't get what they wanted. Bnei Yosef asked for more property and they didn't get it. They didn't get it. The Kasvin Akron, the Apostle says it, so it must be that it's a riot. These are the only two stories that happened. So Moran says, no. There were more stories, maybe people complaining, it's not a riot. So why do we say the case of Yosef? L'chaira, the Bnei Yosef, they didn't resolve the issue. So the Moran says, no, because from the ends of Yeshua, we learned something very important. Hasam, Eitz Taiva, Kamas Vlon. They learned that a very important Eitz Taiva. The Boilet Nishtas, Durim Ayin Ha'at Bisha. A person is very careful for Ayin Hara. Here's what we give Ayin Hara. Behind the Kamal Yeshua, what does Yeshua answer? Yeshua answers like this. He says to Yeshua, says to them, I'm Rava, they're such a big nation, go up into the forest and cut a little clearing and make your houses there. Get out of the, no one should see you. Because people will say, wow, what a big nation, and you might get Ayin Hara. So what Yeshua told them was, this was, by the way, the Bnei Menashe. Go hide yourself in the forest. That was the taina. When teaching us, the Paul teaches us that you should be careful of ayin hara. So the Gemara says that actually the Bnei Yosef answered that I don't agree to your idea. You know why? Because Anan, Amalei, Anan is Zarad Yosef. We're from the children, the Enikluch from Yosef, like Shalta Ba'ayin Bisha. There's no ayin hara when it comes to Yosef. The Chassid says in the Pasuk that the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef ben Paris Ali Ayin, and we darshin, Vom Rav Avohu, Altikir Ali Ayin, El Oyli Ayin, you are above the eye can't be shailed on you. So therefore, the Yosef said, we don't have to worry about that. And the Pasuk says, in Yeshua that they answer Yamatu Lonu Ahar, which means Pasbshat, which means there's not enough room maybe, but Pasbshat is we don't have to go up to the yard. We're Mizarash Yosef. We're Mizarash Yosef. Rabbi says, "Different makar that Yosef don't have a problem. I know Rabbi. Rechini Amar Miachum this pasuk. The Yidgu Laroy Bekerav Aretz. Ma Dogim Shviyam Be'ayim Chasav Aleihem. Just like fish in the sea, the water covers them, and therefore in Ayin Shlatz Be'em Afzarash Yosef in Ayin Shlatz Be'em. Same thing. Afzarash Yosef. The Ayin does not have a shlita on them. Does not have control over them. Just like by fish that covered. Here also the Afzarash Yosef, the compared to fish, and no one has any control of them. There's no Ayin Hara." That's what the answer was. But what do you see? That Shur said it's Rekif, Vayin, Haran. That's what the Pasuk mentioned it. But it's not a riot. These are the only two cases. It mentioned Slavchom because we resolved the issue. And it mentioned Bnei Yosef, the teachers of the din of Ayin, Haran. But it's not a riot. These are the only two cases. There were other cases. But since there was no less than learn from them, therefore the Torah did not write them.